T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We're going to get to this Sabres coach in just a moment. Sal is hanging out here. Jeremy's out today. Sal's sitting in studio with us. We've been spending the first couple hours talking about football with the Bills. And what are you more concerned about right now, the Bills offense or the Bills defense? You can call us on that, 803-0550. Whatever else you always want to discuss, Bills, Sabres, World Series, whatever. We're going to talk a little bit about the NCAA ruling that came down yesterday and try and learn a little bit more about that. Mark Allnut, UB Athletic Director, is going to join us at 9:35 as well. And John Perry, a former NFL referee. At 9, I'm looking forward to this. The whole PI challenge mess, the idea of the sky judge, we'll delve into all that. But first, time to chat with Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger.
Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney, by Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
And we are joined by the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres on our Western Hotline. Ralph, it's Howard and Sal in this morning for Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's everybody?
You're 9-2-2, Ralph. You keep this up. I'm in a good mood. You know, it's very simple formula. You win. Talk show hosts are happy. It's really very simple.
Yeah, no, we've had a good month. It was a month of confirmation how we want to play and a month of learning and growing, and now it's important that we continue on that path. Small picture, try and get better every day, but definitely pleased with the effort thus far in October, that's for sure.
You mentioned confirmation. Maybe that's a good place to start. Jason Bottrell was on our station the other day with our afternoon guys, Ralph, and their first question was, it was funny, it's simple, but it's sure. They said, is your team good? And basically, how can you tell? So I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask the head coach that. Is your team good at night when you're alone with your thoughts and you think, huh, you know what? These guys are good. How would you be able to tell from a coaching standpoint if your team is good?
Well, we would have to define good, first of all. And for me, it begins with the commitment to a plan and the buy-in that the team brings, because a good team for me is a team that's playing and working towards its potential, whatever that potential may be. And we're still certainly too early into the season to understand or to see what the potential is. You have to, I think when you're 20, 25 games in, you've got a better read than now, but we're on the right track to be able to assess that. And I would say that the commitment's outstanding, the attitude here, since September 13th, from the first ice practice through to everything we're doing on and off the ice, the way the communication needs to happen in a good team environment, it's all there. So we're excited. We're having fun. This group is hungry to continue to improve. And with that focus, from my definition of good, I would have to give you a check mark there.
Coach, your team has played 13 games. Only, what, 5 teams in the league have played as many games. How do you think that's impacted them as a group? And, you know, how do you have to massage things as far as practice, their schedule, and things like that?
Well, 13 and 24 to start the season, we all looked at that with some serious respect. And we're wondering how we were going to manage that. And I'm so pleased with the work off the ice that the players have been doing and how we've been able to leave out quite a few normal ice practices, whether it's on pregame days or other days where we needed to do things off ice to keep our minds and bodies fresh. And we learned how to manage that. We knew it was coming at us, and we know it's coming at us again after the Sweden trip. And I thought the group has managed it very well, the energy and the focus. And we, you know, to be able to win twice off back-to-backs in tough situations in San Jose and in Detroit, There's a lot of things you have to like with how we were able to handle the pace. And now, you know, with four games and a longer stretch of time, you know, we have a different challenge, and it's a challenge of remaining focused and staying on topic. And I believe the extra spaces that we have now between games will help to really bring a lot of energy into them. But, you know, with this first stretch of 13 and 24, we have to be pleased with the constant and continuous effort of the guys.
You have you mentioned the stretch you're in now. So you got like two games in 11 days, I think it is, before you go and play the two games in Sweden. How do you approach this? Do you have lots of practice time? Do you look at it as a mini training camp, or do you what do you do when you have a very small number of games in a 2-week stretch?
Well, above all, we're able to do a little bit more lifting off the ice because the power lifting that we're doing in the gym, and our high performance team loves this kind of a space, so we can add some strength to what will be a hard run through November into December. And I think that's one of the major opportunities that we have on the ice. We're going to continue to keep the picture small. I mean, today we're coming off a day off, which has been rare, and it's important that we work on some fundamentals. And with the back-to-back coming at us this weekend, there's not really a lull until you get into Sweden. But, yeah, the practice times will be wonderful for us to be able to work on some systems and concept principles. We'll be able to get some of our we're looking at Brandon Montour re-entering into the team. You know, Scandella should be back in the next few games. And, we're going to have some increased competition, whether it's on defense or up front. We continue to have a tight competition for the roles. So lots of good things to work on. But overall, I would say the most opportunity will be off ice, actually, to increase our strength and fitness and some of the preventative work we're doing there.
I was thinking about what to do with my free nights since there aren't as many Sabre games to watch, Ralph. Powerlifting was not on the list, but I'll take it under advisement. I did
an opportunity.
Yeah, sure. I was, unless lifting donuts is considered powerlifting, then yeah, I just check that box. You know, I did want to ask you about injuries. Scandella and VC, let's start there. What's going on with both of them at this point?
Well, there's re-entries here, and both. You know, VZ for sure is very close to reentry here, and I would say Scandella is still a few days away. But we're happy with the progression. They're both short term, and getting a full healthy group back helps us a lot with what's coming up in November.
And you mentioned Montour. Would he be ready to play this weekend?
Brandon is close, so we'll see how the next 2 days go, and we'll make a call on that on Friday.
Once that happens, you are going to have, you have a plethora of defensemen you can choose from. You just talked about competition. How does that manifest itself? Is it practice? Is it game performance as you go? Powerlifting? Who can squat more? I don't know, Coach. How does it manifest itself through that competition?
Well, it's always multiple factors that come into effect. I mean, for sure, you look at the pairings and or lines, the way they need to be put together, and the roles that we need to fill during the game. Individual performances will always be the major factor. We want to get the best possible squad together for the game and for the team. The opposition that we're playing will be we'll play into it. So I would say there's multiple factors that come together, but usually it's pretty clear on a day-to-day basis in the end with the group that we think the 20 players that we need to give ourselves the best chance to win on the day is what we'll be doing.
Ralph Kruger with us on our Wester Hotline. There's some guys I want to ask you about, Ralph. Let's start with Rasmus Dahlin. Could you give us your opinion, your assessment of his play from center ice back into your zone at this point?
Well, I mean that's a pretty detailed assessment because there's a lot of things happening in our half of the ice. There's the game with and there's the game without the puck, and we're he's a very young defenseman who's continuing to find how the best path for him to bring his amazing skill set into the game. He's committed to playing defense. He's committed to finding his work, and Steve Smith works with him on a daily basis in a very positive environment. He's a motivated kid with the puck. We all see the opportunity there, and he's You know, he launches a lot of really good transition in our game. He'll jump into the play the way we like our D to do when we do gain possession. But on both sides of the puck, I can say improvement is a word that comes out every day. Weekly to weekly, we're excited with what we're seeing. And above all, I always speak about the person he is and the coachability that we feel that we have working together with him. And, you know, it's I'll say he's a fun kid to work with. And there's still a lot of improvement, which we all know for a 19-year-old. And it's going to be good to see that continue to grow.
He had a rough night in New York the other night. And I was curious, in the last couple of games, you've had him with Joakim Harju. And I was wondering, Joakim Harju's played really well, but he's a young defenseman too. Can you give me any insight into when you're trying to figure out what to do or your defense pairings? Why Dahlin with Joakim Harju at that point? Because it's worked out fine.
Yeah. I mean, we had a rough night as a team in New York. And again, important was we rebounded and answered the bell in Detroit. But Joakim has been a very positive surprise in the season thus far. He's an excellent two-way defenseman. He also is able to make a play under pressure and is extremely committed to his work without the puck and defensively. And you can see that he's got a little bit more experience under his belt. But you know, together the two of them have been exciting to watch. And you know, we'll be moving in and out of different pairs and different lines through the season. Nothing is set in stone. And at the moment, you know, we felt Joakim was the right partner, but we'll reassess that as we head towards Washington.
Can you just talk about your goaltending a little bit? You know, what you think you've gotten from both Carter and Linus?
Well, first of all, they're an excellent duo. They're cheering for each other when they're not playing, which helps a lot in the spirit in the team. In all the different areas has been really high, and the performances have been outstanding. They're giving us a chance to win every night. You know, everybody, you know, maybe, you know, there was a lot of people looking at what went in the other night, but you had to look at Hutz giving us a chance to win that game. We had multiple chances against Arizona to, first of all, pull away from them, and then even when the game was tight, to actually win it because of the goaltending performance we got. And that's what they do for us on a daily basis. They give us a chance to win. They've been solid. They really work the puck well too, which helps on our offense of, you know, breakouts out of the zone. And Mike Bales has done an excellent job there with the goalies, and that's definitely a good duo, which is what you need in the NHL today.
Coach, you know, Saturday is 70s night down at Quebec Center, right? I mean, you got anything? You're going to be behind the bench in some sort of get up, some disco
leisure
gear
suit.
Or something.
I'm calling for
bell
a leisure
bottoms
suit.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say that I didn't know that till now. So I really, that's proof that I'm living into the day. You know, today my day started with an hour with the coaches. Then I get to have some fun with you guys for a stretch. And we'll deal with Saturday when it comes. But I definitely love the 70s music, and that's great information because that's a decade that I grew up in. So not too many of our listeners probably can say that. But thanks for that heads up, guys. I'll try to come up with something.
Yeah, I'll be expecting the John Travolta Saturday Night Live and the walk
white,
into the arena.
Suit?
The walk into the arena. That's all we're asking. You know, we can get a little footage of that.
I do remember wearing some very wide bottom pants and stripes going down them in the 70s. I better not pull those out for the game. I think the generation of players that I'm coaching now might have a little problem with that. Although I do know they love listening to 70s music here, so that's very comforting that this generation has also understood the depth of the music out of that era.
So you got to tell them, Ralph. Now, you guys, do you guys have a Gloria, like the equivalent of the Blues win a game and they played Gloria in the locker room? Do you have a song after wins?
You know what? I can't even, you know, they've been playing with a few different options there. And,
okay.
They were looking for something new this year, so I'll let you guys know next week when I identify what that is.
I heard after one of your wins, I heard Bachman Turner Overdrive taking care of business, and I honestly thought, I wonder if that's like their song now.
Yeah, I mean, BTO's also from Winnipeg, my hometown.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay.
So So yeah, I saw them multiple times growing up as a kid. So it would definitely be a good band, you know, with Jason Botterill coming from Winnipeg too. Why not?
Hey, before we let you go, somebody tweeted and asked us to ask you if your book is available in English.
No, actually, in that day, I was living in the German-French world, so it's available in German and French. I don't know how many copies there are out there, but no, it is not available in English.
You might say get a few copies sold to Sabre fans if someone can translate.
Google Translate, folks. Google Translate. We're okay. Yeah. We have the internet these days.
Ralph, thanks for coming on with us. Congratulations on the start and continued success.
Okay, thank you, and have a good weekend. And to all Sabres fans, let's enjoy the Washington New York Islanders games coming up and the 70s night here on Saturday.
That's
now
right.
That we know that.
Sounds like fun.
Okay.
All right, thanks Ralph.
Okay,
all right, Ralph Krueger joining us on the Western Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.